If you want to be more involved with the Nonprofit Nook, we now have a Facebook community for listeners where you can help shape the podcast. You can suggest episode topics, answer polls, recommend speakers, and join the conversation with other nonprofit leaders who truly get it. Just search the Nonprofit Nook community on Facebook and request to join. We'd love to have you. Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never-ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. It's just me this week as I had a couple of things I wanted to chat about. Last week, I was at an event and I had a nonprofit leader ask me a question I hear all the time. She said, "How do you start putting systems in place when you don't have any time to do it?" She was deflated and feeling overwhelmed, and boy, did I get it. I've been there. When you're leading a nonprofit or running a small business, you're not sitting around thinking, "Let me build infrastructure today." You're thinking, "Who hasn't responded to that donor email that came in? Did the board get their report? Is the venue confirmed? Did payroll run? Is the volunteer orientation ready?" It's called living in survival mode. And systems just feel like a luxury. But here's the truth. Systems are not something you build when you have time. Systems are how you create time. And the way you start is much smaller than you think. When I was building my event planning company, I didn't start with an operations manual. I started with survival, just like everyone else. I didn't have a system I was following. I just did everything on the fly. I quickly realized, though, I couldn't do it all, which meant I needed to be able to tell someone else how to help me. I began writing down everything I did for my clients, every step, and I do mean every step. I started where I was, not even what was first in the planning process, but where I was in the planning process. And at first, it wasn't organized, it wasn't pretty, and it certainly wasn't strategic. It was just me documenting what I was already doing. That's it. That's the first system. Not perfection, just documentation. If you're a nonprofit leader, this might look like every step you take to prepare for a board meeting, or every action involved in writing and submitting a grant, or maybe every task required to launch a fundraising campaign, every detail that goes into your annual event. Just capture it. You're not building a masterpiece. You're building awareness. Now, as you start doing this, you're going to be tempted to edit as you go. And I'm going to ask you to stop and be patient. I want you to see something first. Because once I had my list of what I did for my clients, I started noticing something, that there was an order to things. There were natural deadlines. For example, invitations, gotta go out 3 months before the wedding. Final guest count, usually due around 10 days before. Final timeline, needs to be finished 2 weeks before. Vendor confirmations need to happen 30 days out. So I started adding timing or deadlines to my list. And now it wasn't just a list. It was a sequence. And it was repeatable. Now, this is where my nerd self kicks in, and I'm going to say, task or project management software right here becomes really powerful. I use Asana. You can use whatever works for you. Trello, Monday, Notion, there's a ton of them out there. I want you to find what works for you and feels easy. If it's not easy, you're not going to use it. So choose simple. If a Google Sheet is the best place for your mind, if that's what works for you, use that. When you start tracking tasks in a project management system, you can assign due dates, you can duplicate them, and you can turn it into templates. Your working list becomes your repeatable checklist. And this is where nonprofit leaders often say to me, but I don't have time to set that up. You're not setting it up. I want you to hear that again. You're not setting it up. You're just inputting what you're already doing. Don't try to get fancy with it. Just start putting in what you're doing. That's the mindset shift you need to get going on this, because so many of us get overwhelmed with something new. I just want you to start tracking what you're already doing into the system that works for your brain. You can start the tracking in one of these software systems immediately. You don't need to wait until you've tracked enough tasks or you have a fully edited version of your checklist. Just start. Start with just one project on your list or just a daily thing that you have to do every day. Either one works. And once you've started tracking and adding deadlines and creating templates, there's something else you need to do. And this is where it gets transformational. So this is really important. I want you to reserve one morning a month. And I say morning because that's what works for me. I'm an early bird. I love working in a quiet morning where I can focus and use that morning energy to get something done. If you work better in the afternoon or evening, or if you're a night owl, I need you to reserve that 3 to 4 hour chunk of time. Put it on your calendar. Because this is the time where you work on fine-tuning what you've started documenting. Turn off your phone, turn off your email notifications, heck, turn off the Wi-Fi if you have to. You need to stay clear of any distractions. And I want you to promise me that you'll keep the appointment. No putting it off because you're busy. You're always going to be busy. We know this. This is the time you have set aside. So it's the only time you're going to get. So put it on your calendar right now. Right now, hit pause on the podcast and go set an appointment with yourself so you can do this. When you finally get to that time on the calendar you've set aside, you're going to start adding notes to your checklist. This is how we start putting in the details, fine-tuning things, because you're going to need to add all the little things that are in your brain. Under certain tasks for my event planning business, I'd write things like, ask the client about their family dynamics. Who's going to be my problem child? Because there's always a problem child. Confirm dietary restrictions. Who's got allergies? Confirm the ceremony details with the officiant. Are they going to have a folder to put the ceremony in? For a first look, you always need to schedule it 2 hours before a ceremony. Those notes became mini training moments. Without realizing it, I was documenting what questions to ask, what problems to anticipate, and what standards I expected. These are what you should be documenting. You want to write down every little detail you can think of, from the how to the why. That list will then become a training manual, not just a checklist. And nonprofit leaders, I need you to listen to this part very carefully. Your brain holds institutional knowledge. That's not something little. It's the backbone of your organization. If you don't document it, it walks out the door when you leave. So many times we've seen this happen in the nonprofit world. People leave and no one knows where the keys are, much less the finer details of the seating chart of the gala. At some point, you are going to want, and you will get, help. You need to find a way to pass on your valuable knowledge. Documenting is how you not only pass on the keys, but tell them which key opens which lock and in what order to do it. Because if they can follow this checklist and understand the notes, they can help you. So what do you need to document? Well, here's what to ask yourself. What do they need to understand in order to execute everything? And I mean everything, not just working with your clients. I know it's a lot, so break it down in sections for yourself. Think about how you communicate, how you represent your brand, your company values. Where do you keep your files? What are your email standards? Who handles what in your organization? What does someone need on their first day? And what do we need to do on their last day? These will become your onboarding and offboarding checklists. See how this just builds? I didn't sit down in my business and say, I'm going to build an onboarding system today. It evolved from documenting my work and asking myself questions. And it just keeps going. If you can onboard staff, you can onboard clients. Think about it. Welcome emails, expectation setting, timeline overview, communication standards, and then flip it around. Client offboarding, services complete checklist, surveys, archiving your files, and check-in anniversaries. One documented process creates another. Systems are dominoes. One leads to the next. They don't have to be complicated. They just have to flow. If you're listening and thinking, this sounds great, but I truly do not have the capacity, I want you to start here. Pick one recurring responsibility, something you will always have to do. And then I want you to track every step this month. Do it inside a Google Sheet, do it inside the new software, whatever works for you, but do it consistently the whole month. And then I want you to go ahead and block one morning next month so you can clean it all up. That's it. Just one morning a month. No meetings, no email, just refinement. You're going to remove the unnecessary steps. You can add the missing ones, clarify the notes. This is your full edit time. Over time, you will have repeatable workflows, delegation tools. You're going to reduce your mental load. You're going to have fewer dropped balls. And you're going to have stronger team accountability. Once it all starts coming together, you're going to love it. It's addicting. You may even find yourself setting aside more time. Gosh, maybe even a full day. Go nuts. You see, systems aren't about control. They're about clarity. They free your brain. They build sustainability. And they protect your mission. Nonprofits especially need this. Because if your organization depends on one heroic leader, that's not stability. That's fragility. And whether you lead a nonprofit or a business, your job is not to be the only one who knows how things work. Your job is to build something that works beyond you. So start small, document what you're already doing, refine monthly, and let it evolve. That's how you build systems when you don't have time. So let me hear about how it goes for you. Jump into our Facebook community and talk about it. Let us know what you start with, what software works for you, and ask questions on what others are already documenting. If you want some focused and guided time to work on this, check out my boss days. I set aside a morning and I offer that chunk of time where we can all jump on Zoom and work on whatever we need. Not in your business or organization, but on it. I guide the group, which is small, so it's easy. And we take breaks so we don't get overwhelmed, and we pick each other's brains along the way, including mine, so we all can work together on what we're dealing with. My next one is March 26th, so jump on bosslevelengaged.com to sign up. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.